Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
As we've been covering on the show in the last couple of weeks, some hope is on the horizon in this pandemic. Vaccines have arrived for essential frontline health workers.
We've all been working really hard, both on the work front and on the home front, and we are ready and hopeful that this will be over in the near to distant future.
This is Dr. Pamela Edelstein, a family physician at Codman Square Community Health Center in Dorchester. We spoke with her as part of our series Living Through Corona after we read a column she wrote about her experiences for WBUR's Cognoscenti. And we began with the challenges that her patients are facing every day.
We have a great deal of need with the new surge. The patients are sicker because they've been inside, they've had a lack of resources such as food, they have missed many specialist visits because of COVID demands in the hospital, their mental health needs are higher than ever, people are anxious, people are depressed, people are lonely and scared, and they're reaching out to their doctors and to their healthcare practitioners for help. We worry also about the people who don't reach out, who are unable to reach out for whatever reason, or who are afraid to come into the health center.
Pam, is there a patient interaction or a particular patient that's sort of in your mind as you're telling me about that, a particular experience that you could illustrate for us?
I have a patient who has breast cancer, and she is continuing with her treatment, but her sister, who is a nurse, was here at the diagnosis, but then her sister, because of the pandemic, had to go home. And this patient has been alone and scared and worried, and she's had a fair amount of complications. She's very afraid of, you know, of getting COVID. She doesn't have a lot of people in her house. I know that she and I have set up multiple appointments on an ongoing basis to keep that connection. And in fact, I called her yesterday. And when I called her for this appointment, she was in the emergency room with additional complications of her chemotherapy.
I'm sorry to hear that. Often when our work wears us out, it's because there are stupid little things that are hard that we just don't think should be. In trying to treat patients for things other than the coronavirus during the coronavirus, what are the stupid little things that frustrate you the most?
It frustrates me that faxes don't get received for durable medical equipment, such as adult diapers or Ensure. It frustrates me that we've been short-staffed because of the effects of the pandemic. It frustrates me that our patients might not be able to get testing on time for their workplace. I think it's the fact that everybody is just so much on edge and everybody is so stressed that everything just feels so much harder.
You and I have kids the same age, I think. Mine are 18 and 15. And one of the challenge of that is having eyes wide open as a professional, but knowing that your kids are old enough and mature enough to have their eyes wide open too, and still wanting to protect them. And now here you are, a healthcare provider who is in it all day, every day. How are you talking with your kids, and how are they reacting to the work that you're doing during this pandemic?
Well, yes, my children are 18, and my 15-year-old just turned 16 last week, which was a nice excuse for, thank you, a nice excuse for a celebration. It's really hard. My 16-year-old is so alert and so sensitive and was extremely afraid of me coming home with COVID. Even if I was in the office and I wasn't around any patients, you know, if I hadn't showered, she wouldn't hug me. When I share patient stories, she doesn't like to hear them at all. And my 18-year-old especially as a high school senior entering her high school, you know, the springtime of what she's been waiting for all these years of high school. When I set limits because of my work and because she has a sister who has asthma, that was really hard. And they're used to having me at home. They're used to having me doing more of the cooking and more of the mental work around the house. And I just simply wasn't present.
Was your inability to be present for them the way you used to be and the way you might want to be, was that hard on you?
Yes, extremely hard. It was hard not to be physically around, to know what was going on, to be able to just be at home with the family, and also to know that I wasn't meeting their emotional needs when I wanted to.
You know, you've chosen to be a practicing physician at a community health center. So I'm assuming you went into your work with eyes wide open about the equity issues that we have in Boston, in America, and in our healthcare system. We, of course, have learned thoroughly during this pandemic that those equity issues have played out in the experience of this pandemic, especially for low-income families, Black and brown families. Has anything, nevertheless, about that surprised you or particularly shocked you or been worse or more than you might have anticipated?
I think seeing the death rates and the COVID prevalence rates for our patients of color, our patients who fall into lower income brackets, it's just been shocking to see it laid out so, you know, so before our very eyes with statistics. And I think, you know, it with this era of Black Lives Matter and Me Too, I think that everything has really come together and the disparities are just so really visible and indisputable. And to know that our patients are working so hard to make things work, they're caring for elders, they're caring for children, they're working two and three jobs, they're essential workers, and despite it all, they still show up every single day to do what they have to do. They still worry about their healthcare providers and send love and remember to ask about our families. I mean, I think their perseverance and their inner strength has just been really wonderful, but really heartbreaking to see at the same time.
You know, that those equity issues have crossed over into preparations for trust in concerns about the distribution of the coronavirus vaccine, which is now here. It's here this week in the Commonwealth. What kinds of conversations are you having with your patients about the vaccine, their concerns about it? I read in Cognoscenti that you're respecting those concerns, but encouraging your patients to take the vaccine. Can you tell us a little bit about those interactions?
Patients are really nervous about the vaccine. Patients are often nervous about the flu shot. And every year, we providers struggle with this, trying to figure out the best way to talk with them, to understand what the barriers are. And people say things like, is there COVID in the flu shot? Or we don't know what's in the COVID vaccine. They bring up Tuskegee. They bring up racism and all the institutional and systemic racism that has been in our culture, in our medical system. There's nothing to say to, you know, they're absolutely correct in that matter. They ask if I'm going to take the vaccine. One patient yesterday said, you get the vaccine first and then you tell me how it is. They worry about what they don't want to wait in a health center with other patients and be exposed to just more people. They're worried about the government not being honest. So there's a great deal of concern about the vaccine.
And just for our listeners, of course, Tuskegee was a long-term experiment done on Black men in America. So it is a profound betrayal of trust there. What would fill your cup this holiday season especially? What would fill your cup?
During this time, I refuel by taking a lot of alone time in the woods, exercising, doing yoga, reading novels that aren't too serious and have happy endings. I think having you know, having time to go a little more slowly, to take a break, to reflect, to write, to get more hugs from the people in my home. Those sorts of things are really what helps fill me up.
And what do they do for you? What changes for you?
I get out of my head and I get out of my fight or flight mode. I sort of stop being a human doing and get to become a human being again. And it helps connect me to the wider part of the universe rather than just a little microcosm of what I need to do in front of me, you know, the sort of endless rushing around everything. So it feels so urgent and so important right now. It's good to have a break from that when we can get one.
That's Dr. Pamela Adelstein, a family physician at the Codman Square Community Health Center in Dorchester. You can find a link to her most recent WBUR Cognoscenti piece at our website, radioboston.org.